I like this piece. Okay, let's see. There's the Kutta Maran Simon Reish Samech Beis. Reish Samech Beis. So he says as follows.
I don't think I ever used the Kutta Maran before. I have one every Nachman, but not straight out with the Kutta Maran.
First, it begins to say chidushim, so a river begins to flow, a spring. As it says in Yoel, times of Basilavai, beautiful Nebu is there, that a mayan will flow from the Beis Hashem. And this is the Seichel. As it says, Bechachma Ibane Bayis. That the bias is the bachin of chachma, which is the bachin of seichel. V'zeh ha-mayon batchila hutzar v'katan. It starts off very thin. V'achar kach misrachei v'mispashet yoyse v'yoyse. Ad shenasa mimenu naharos. So little by little it flows and turns into naharos. V'hakol m'boyim lishtois me'ilu ha-naharos. And everybody comes to drink from these naharos of mayon, v'chil shetar. Okay. Mishereitzah lechadish chidushin daraisa sheish behem mamish. The person really wants to be mechadish chidushin tayar of MS. Who tzarech livkos mikodem. He needs to cry. Kikishenasin laharos hanal. Because when a person begins to create these rivers of tayra, hakol boyin lishtais mehen, and everybody wants to drink from them. So guess who else wants to drink from them? The bad guys. Chas v'shalom. Lishta is gam ken misham. Al kain tzarech livkais mikoidem. Therefore he needs to cry. V'azai oise ayide ha-bechi naharos. He creates two streams of naharos. Which is the bechina of mi-bechi naharos chibesh. The tears create rivers. Shayide ha-bechi misaki naharos. So you give them their own waters to drink. You give them a distraction to drink from bitter waters. And then when you make real rivers, beautiful Torah. Gorgeous remez. The reason why the Torah is called Masechtas is because it's the bechina of v'shikuvai b'vechi masachti, that I mix my waters, says David, with tears. That's called masachti, is a mixture. Shetzarech limsei chamashke bebechi, ki tzarech livkos mikodem. So masachta means that waters are created from tears. The masachtas are created from tears because there's this naharos of the Torah itself, which is the masachta, but that's created from other rivers that a person cries beforehand in order to create these mesechtas. And he says, this is the pshat of the pasuk, v'zeh b'chinas anaharos bavel. Shom yoshav nidgam b'chinu. Naharos bavel is Talmud Bavli. These are the mesechtas of Talmud Bavli. Where did they come from? Shenasa itzel ha-yeshivas, which they devised, which they created these Torahs in Bavel. Shemehem nasa naharos. That's why they call it naharos bavel. And that which it says, gam b'chinu, we also cried. These were the b'chias mikoidem, which they cried. So the reason why they were zeichet to Talmud Bavli, because when they were going into Golus, they cried on the Haras Bavel, Gam Bachinu. Those tears were the rivers for the Sitra Achra to allow the Talmud Bavli to be created. A gorgeous tear. In Tinyana, in Lamed, he has a similar Torah. We'll just mention it. Where he writes, Kishabah Sefer Chadash La'ilam. when a new sefer comes into the world, is a mavur etzleinu sheish chidushim shenasim laydi admos. Like we said earlier, referring to our siman Rish Lamech Beis, the chidushim are made because of demos. As I elu hademos shel chidushin shemehem nasi ha-sefer achadash, and these tiers of chidushe Torah that the sefer is made from, heim oimdun kineged zeros ha-umus ha-muvat. The mevatel zeros kashas ha-mnei Yisrael. The hadavim... the nusfam. The hadavim mevura ki kol kocham hi min hademos shel Esav. But the whole power of Esav is that his tears that he cried when the Bukhar was taken was accepted. When a Yid cries, they're mevatel the tears of Esav. And this is called Bechia, which is Rashi Tevos, B'nei Yisrael kechol hayam. Rashi Tevos Bechia. Machol hayam, megin min gali hayam, shalish tefo ilam, kem b'nei Yisrael, megin aleim ha bechia v'admos, keneged zera su'umos. Our tears protect us, like the chol hayam, against the waves of Esav which try to wash us away. And this is what he says, V'haya misper b'nei Yisrael, v'chol hayam misper hanu misefer. That it means misefer. The misper is a lashon misefer. Misham b'nei Yisrael v'chol hayam, that the b'chiyas and the d'mos of chidushin, they're recorded in the sefer, not for text. So that's what he means, that the chol hayam comes, is like a sefer. The sefer is the chol hayam, which protects the yidden from the gzeros kashas against
it. It's made with the b'chiyas.
Huh? Yeah. It's gorgeous thing. So we have here an idea that at the root of Chiddush HaTorah is that there is a Bechias. What that tells us is that a person isn't always able to identify the root of why he's zeichet to Chiddush HaTorah. If you ask somebody why were you zeichet to Chiddush HaTorah, they may have different answers as to why they were zeichet to Chiddush HaTorah. Nachman reveals that at the root of Chiddush HaTorah is crying, tears. Somebody was crying. It was either you or your parents or your ancestors. And you see from this case that it was the tears that they cried about the Naharas of Babel when they went into Galus, which prepared the Torah Shebaal Peh, which was the Tzchadish of Babel. So where did they get these waters from for these Torahs of Babel, these Masechtos? It was the Yidden that who were in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that when they left the Beis Hashem, they created Mayanos. That later on, that Abayas and the Ravas would come, and they would drink from those waters. It was their ancestors. Chazon Ish used to say, he used to tell Baal Tshuva who would come to see him, that the reason why you're Baal Tshuva is because your mother or your grandmother, they cried over their nearest Shabbos that they would have children who would be from. That's what he would tell them. I witnessed this once when I was by my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brimzatzan. I came with him once with the Baal Tshuva, and he had said how his parents weren't from, and his grandparents weren't from, and he's returning to Torah.
When you went to Reb Chaim Brim, or?
I went with Reb Chaim Brim with a friend of mine who's a Baal Tshuva. And Reb Chaim Brim told him that the reason why, he told him this, that the reason why you're from today is because somebody, one of your grandmothers, they cried over the nearest Shabbos, that they would have children who would return to Yiddishkeit after there. We don't know where the tears come from. Those are the tears, and now it's a famous song. Zakeni legado, banim u'nivane. These are the tears that the Jewish mothers and grandmothers cry, that the children should become tzaddikim. Harogel baner, zeichel lebanim tamidim chachamim. We don't know where the tears come from. Somebody cried, and that's why they have children who are producing Chiddush HaTorah. Take a look at the Yemos Hashana, the days of the year. We have different times during the year where the Mayonos of Torah surface. The person is able to drink waters of Chiddush HaTorah. And those are the days in which you receive Torah. Shavuos, Yom Kippur, Luchos Shniyos, Luchos Rishonos, Chanukah, those are the days which the Chassam Sefer says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Sodas HaTorah to Bnei Yisrael. Purim also is Kibbutz Kibbu Eimadish. The different, the Yomim Tovim, the Derech Klal, some more than others, are days of Gilui of Torah. The Gilui of Torah. And that's cause for celebration. Whenever there's Gilui of Torah, that's the greatest simcha. The sweetness and the simcha that one has to learn Chidushei Torah, either his own Chidushei Torah, or when to hear Chidushei Torah from somebody else. There's a certain simcha, there's a certain freshness, and his chachas, which creates a level of simcha which is on parallel to other Nimudim in Torah. Targum Yonasan says in the pasuk of Shaft and Mayan Besasan Mayan HaYeshua that this Mayan HaYeshua that a person is Shoyev Mayan from is a remiss to the Chidushei Torah Lasalava. That's the simcha of Shaft and Mayan Besasan Mayan HaYeshua. Of course, this has a connection to the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva in Sukkot. The simcha of the simcha space of Shavuot Sukkot is a celebration of new Torah. Where does that come from? That comes from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Luchos Shnios, that we receive the Luchos Shnios. By receiving the Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur, it created a roshim that every single year on Yom Kippur there would be a gilui of Chidushei Torah. Mikoyach the Tahara and the Kapara, the Salachti Kivarecha, that words of Torah are created. The Yidden are Zecha to new Torah and Yom Kippur. Maybe we'll talk about this later in the year, Mitzvah Hashem. That comes from the Slichos, which we say. We're not going to be Nayach now. But Yom Kippur, there's a Kapara, and there's a big Simcha, Luchos Shnios. And we draw from those waters on Sukkot. That's the Simcha Space of Shoeva. The Maim Shal Tayo. Shaft the Maim Besas Mimei HaYeshua. That's the Tayo Chadasha, which is Neschadish over the process of the days of the Yamim Leraim, which produce those Tayos. The Oimaka Inyan is that the beginning of the Yamim HaLeraim, it begins for Yidden at different places. The Tzaddikim say that by the tzaddikim already, their hachanas v'ashan Yom Kippur begins by Tisha B'Av. And for the Beinonim, it begins from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And for the Rishayim, it begins with, I don't know, different madrigas of Rishayim, either when we start saying Slichos, or Rosh Hashanah, or Aseres Mitzvah. And for the biggest Rishayim is Yom Kippur. There's not a single Rasha who doesn't have Yehuri Tshuva on Yom Kippur. It's not Shaykh. That's what we say before Yom Kippur davening. We say Anu Matirim Lehispalim Havayonim. It's the first thing we say on four Konidre. Al Das HaKahol Al Das HaMakom Yeshiva Shemala Yeshiva Shemata Anu Matirim Lehispalim Havayonim. Everybody come. All the Chiyuvi Karis come to Bay of Keser from Mahapach Karis into Keser. Every Yid can come. Even the biggest Rishayim have a Makom on Yom Kippur. The Ir Meklat, which is in Kabitz. On the Kaiser. Be'emes, these days which precede the Yom Kippur are days of Bechiyah. The Meha Mitzarim, Tisha B'Av, the whole Avodah is Bechiyah. Eini Yerdamayim, Eis Livkos. Rashi says on Eis Livkos, it refers to Tisha B'Av. It's Mamash, the Eis in the year, the time in the year, which is the Yuchat for Bechiyah. And then after that, we come to Elul. And Elul, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is time of crying. Parshas Ki Tse, which we read in Elul, says by the Yifas Toyer, it says, "Ubachsa es aviyah ve es ima yerach yamin." She'll cry for her father and mother for 30 days. And the Zohar says, "Da chaydash Elul." That's the chaydash Elul. Elul is a time of bechiyah. To Bechiyah and Aviyah Ve'isema. What that means is that Tisha B'Av means there's a Chubar Beis HaMikdash. And in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we need to cry. You need to be magish what it means not to have it. Even now, it's still a period of the year. We only build the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Gematria Beis HaMikdash. And it's the Bechias which we cry from Tisha B'Av up until Rosh Hashanah, that we cry tears about how we miss Aviyah V'Asimah. We miss HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We miss the Shechinah Kedosha. We miss the Torah. Those Bechias which we cry in Elul produces a Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah. And the simen to the building, the actual building of that Beis HaMikdash, is the sukkah. The sukkah is considered to be a mini Beis HaMikdash that each person has of his own. Because the Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkah Stavet HaNafalas. Every sukkah is the Bechina Beis HaMikdash. In order to build the Beis HaMikdash, we need to cry tears. And those are the Bechias which we cry. The Tzaddikim start to cry much earlier. They're crying the Bein HaMitzarim. And the Beinim only start to cry Rosh Chodesh Elul. Everybody cries at some point. Like the Ari says, that if a person doesn't cry at some point on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, it's a simen that his neshama is not shalom. It should be like a sporadic pisayim comes upon a person that he cries during these days. These are days of bechir. And the reason why these bechirs are essential is because, as Rav Nachman is saying here, that these bechirs are where we distract all the klipas to come drink from his oneness. These are the naharos of bechia, which we cry. The gam bechinas, which we cry. We cry them. So that when Yom Kippur comes around and Sukkot comes around, we can drink from these waters without any interruption for the Ummus Ayla. We gave them their waters already. That's why we've been korbanas for that, for the Ayinim was on Sukkot. It's mamash, it's a zman of shalom. We have shalom with them. We gave you waters already. We gave you the bechias. That's for you. You don't know anyways what it means, sweet water. We give them those waters. That's like a seir la'azazel in Yom Kippur. We give them these waters to drink. This is for you. And we're going to drink from the shaft of Mayan B'sasami, Mayan Yahyeshua, from those Mayanos. That's what it means, the Mayan Beis Hashem Yitzeh. The Beis Hashem is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mayanos, which we drink on Sukkot, that's the Mayan Beis Hashem Yitzeh, which comes out on Sukkot from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So it's essential. The Chidushei Torah, which are going to be produced on Yom Kippur, because it's a Zman of Luchos Achronos, Luchos Shnios. So first we have to cry. And that's this time of year which we're in now, which is the Tisha B'Av Elul period, where we cry these tears. These are the Bechias which we produce for the Klipa, so that we can drink the waters of Torah on Yom Kippur and Sukkot with a Simcha without interruption. Just with the Achremes, that we know Eini Yor D'Mayim, that it's his man of Bechias Einayim. That's why Tammuz and Av, the Sefer Yetzirah says, corresponds to the Einayim, as the Bnei Yisachar is Marechet. That's the Eini Yor D'Mayim. The two eyes of Tammuz and Av, they cry. And what happens is that from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, there's 40 days. So if you take the Ayin, the Einayim, which cried on Tammuz and Av, and when you give them 40 days from Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippur, that makes the word Ma'ayan. Mem Ayin. So you take the Ayin, the eyes of Tammuz and Av, and the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, that makes Ma'ayan. And that's the Ma'ayan we base Hashem Yetzir. That's B'Derech Chemetz. These tears, which we produce from our cryings, these salty waters, which are like ocean tears, we create rivers, we make pools and oceans of tears during these days. This creates a yam, creates an ocean of bitter tears. And this is the yam of which the pasuk refers to when we say "V'sashlech b'mitzulos yam kol chatosah." When you go on Rosh Hashanah, you go do tashlech. You go to a yam and you throw in all your averus into the yam. Where did this yam come from? What is this yam? These are the salty tears which we cried, which made a yam. And we take all our averus and we throw them into this yam of tears. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are the tears we cried over this chatan. It's not just like a school of Alma. You know, just like, you know, people go and they think it's like some type of ceremony. But you take your averus and you take some bread and you throw it into the water and then everything is gone. Like, there has to be some type of a hesber to that. Like, not just poof. Right? The idea is that this yam is, you made this yam. You cried. Did you not cry over the Bein HaMetzarim and Chodesh Elul? U'bachzes aviv yasimah yarach yamim? Right? Yamim is also a lashon of yamim of not just days, it's yamim of oceans. U'bachzes aviv yasimah yarach yamim, that your bechiyas make oceans. And this is the ocean of v'sashach v'msugos yam chataisam. You take your there and you throw it into that ocean which you made with your bechiyas. And then you can see. Once you do that, you can see properly. The idea of crying is because there's impurities in the eyes that don't allow them to see. Chazal said that after a yid cries, his eyes become pure that he's able to see again. By crying during the days of Tammuz and Av, we prepare our eyes. That's the hachana, that we prepare our eyes. They should be able to see the giluyim of Tyre, which are Nisgala and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's why Sukkah is a lashon of Seichachem Beruach HaKadosh. To be able to see. To see what? To be able to see the Chidush Adar before your eyes. That you wash your eyes with tears, and now your eyes are able to see. V'har Ereininu V'sarasecha. Light up our eyes with their tire. The eyes have to be able to see the R. There's a Gevaldika R in Rosh Hashanah. V'davi Hashem Ayri Zu Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi Zu Yom Kippurim. That's the Mayani HaYeshua, which come out from this Yishi Yom Kippurim. But we need the eyes to be able to see that R. Like Rav Nachman says, every Jew, by looking at Torah, if he has the right eyes, he can be able to see Chiddush Adar, he can be able to see the lights in Torah. Where do we get such eyes from? We get those eyes from crying on Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, and Elul. These are the times of Bechiyah, which create the eyes to be able to see the Chiddush Adar, which are in Nisgala and Sukkot. That's why the Tziruf of Chodesh Tishrei, the Ari says, it's from the pasuk of Vayiru Oisa Sare Pare, Sofei Tevas Havaya. Vayiru Oisa Sare Pare. That the Sare Pare were able to see. And that they saw Sare and they said, oh, this belongs to Pare. What that means is that even the Sare Pare, which means that the Bali Avera, the people who are the ministers of Pare throughout the year, that they did Averas in Pare's company, even they can see in Chodesh Tishrei, because this is man of tshuva. And by crying tears of the mice, they're able to see even them. By Yiru Aisa, they're able to see the icy eyes. By Yiru Aisa, they see the icy eyes. Sari Par. That's Sukkot and Yom Kippur. Able to see the icy eyes, which is Nischadish, after purifying their eyes with those Bechiyas. If you take dima and you make a midway, it's a macho umayan mi beis Hashem. But the demais is from where the mayan mi beis Hashem comes from. And mayan mi beis Hashem is also the macho echa yashva badad ha'ir. That is from the echas and the tears which we cry on Tisha B'Av, which creates the Mayan Mibes Hashem Yetzeh, which he's referring to, which is the Chiddush Torah which come out. I want to be a little bit more precise. You could say like this. That when a person cries, David HaMelech calls it Palgi Mayim Yardu Einai Al Desham Musar Asecha. But I cry Palgi Mayim, split waters. And the MS is also another split water, which is what's called, David refers to in Tehillim of, he says in the beginning of Tehillim, V'haya Keit Shasa Palgi Mayim Asher Piyo Yitim Yitai. That a person who learns Torah is like an eitz, which gives off Peres, which gives Chidush Torah. Why? Because this eitz, which is the Eitz HaChaim, the Zohar says, is nestled in Palgi Mayim. The Chiddush Torah comes from being nurtured in this water called Palgi Mayim. So Alpagimayim tears, Alpagimayim rivers of Tyre, rivers of which satiate the eights. Are they bitter or are they not? But the MS is that when the Yid cries, when he cries tears, he makes two rivers. The only rivers of water which we see are the rivers which flow from our eyes, which are the salty waters. That's the Palgimayim Yardu Eini Alasham Musayasah. But somewhere else, there's another Palgimayim which is running, which is going to be where your eights is going to be Shasa, which is your Sukkah. Chazal say Eitzu Asukkah. Somewhere else, there's another river, which is of sweet waters, which is the other Palgimayim, which you're going to drink those waters, and that's where you're going to nurture your Sukkah and be Zeichet to the Paris from that Eitz, which is your Chidush Yatar. So there's two. There's Palgimayim this way, and there's Palgimayim that way. The Palgimayim, which we cry, that's for the Klipas to take. That's for Sashach B'Nasud L'Syam Chol Chataysan. That's where you throw in all of your Averis into there. That's probably the mikveh which you dip in also, on Yom Kippur. But there's another Palgimayim, there's another stream which is running, which is the waters of Tyre, which you don't see. Because they're Ne'alam, they're Yoytim Beis Hashem. They come out from a different place. It reminds me of, you know, when you play miniature golf and you hit the ball into the hole and it comes out like a totally different place, right? It's not there. You know, sometimes the ball is in the hole and sometimes it goes into the hole and it comes out to some totally different place. So there's a Palgimayim which you know where your tears are going. You see them in front of your eyes. You're making pools of water. That's where your taiva. That's where you throw your avers. That belongs to the Gaim. That's the Mayim Aluchim. But somewhere else, there's another place called the Mayim Beis Hashem, that the water runs out from there, out of the Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMikdash, Sukkis. And that Palgimayim, that's where you nurture your Sukkah, the eights of your Sukkah. And your Zechet to the Peiris of that eight, which is your Chidush Yatar. And Ma'ayan is Gematria Elul Emuna. Elul Emuna. Because it's what's called Nachali Emuna. The Chaylis Hanar Nachali Emuna. And as Rav Nachman says, that when this tiny drop of water starts to be Nisrachiv, it creates the Chaylis Hanar Nachali Emuna. The Chalos of Emuna. These are the Naharis. Elul is a man of Lulei Ha'emanti. Lulei is the Oisios Elul, the time of Emunah. When we cry tears of Emunah that we trust and we believe that everything Hashem does is for the good, that we're going to see a Beis HaMikdash again. Those tears of Emunah is what produces the Torah. And so if you take a look at that Pasuk in Yoel, which Rav Nachman quoted, it says, talks about the Mayan, the Beis Hashem Yetzei, the Hishka Es Nachal Shitim. Mitzrayim. So Mibes Hashem Yetzei V'Hishka Es Nachal Shitim Mitzrayim as Rashi Tevas Yemei Emuna. Waters of Emuna. The Mayon is the waters of Emuna which we cry. These aren't tears of emptiness and Yish Chas V'Shalom. These are tears of faith and hope and Elo that we cry. That even though there was a Churban on Tisha B'Av, we're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash again in Rosh Hashanah. Those are the tears we cry during Elo. Tears of Emuna. And that's what makes the Mayon. Hence, El Elemuna is Gematria Maya. There's what to say also about the fact that it's called Nachal Shitim. Lashon Shtos. The Farshim say it's a kapara for the chait of Pa'or by Pinchas, with the whole ending with Bilam at the end of Hashem's Balak. That this Mayan Mibes Hashem, the Farshim there say, is going to be a kapara for the Avodah Zarah and the Arias, which they did with the Benos Moav. Amazing thing why that should be. I'll just share with you this Indian though. It says there that they cried. It says, Behema Bochim, we spoke about this a lot, Bashal should have. Behema Bochim Pesach Almoy. That they cried, it's one of the only times in Torah that you find that they didn't cry about the Avera. Behema Bochim Pesach Almoy. That's exactly because they cried at the Pesach Almoy, that's why Mayan Beis Hashem needs it. Because the Beis Hashem is Almoy. That's exactly what it is. But you see from here that since the Yidden there cried tears over the fact that there would be such an Avera like this, which is like the equivalent of Churban Beis HaMikdash, But they cried at the Ohel Moed because they were afraid the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, that they would lose the Mishkan because of the Sadeir. That's why they cried at the Ohel Moed. But those tears which they cried, Boichen, Pesach Ohel Moed, because of those tears, thousands of generations later, there would be a Mayan, Beis HaShem Yetzi. Such tears. See, we don't know where the tears come from. Ancient tears is what we're going to drink, Mayan, Beis HaShem. Imagine the rivers of Torah we're going to have. You know how many tears we've cried in 2,000 years of Golos? It started all the Naharos Bavel, right? But how many thousands of years have we cried tears? If we have oceans and oceans of tears, imagine the oceans of Torah we're going to be zeichet to. Such a nechama for us. You can imagine that Torah Chadash Hashem is going to give us in Lasa Lavei. The Torah of Mashiach? Imagine such tears. Unbelievable tires. The mind will be so great. Imagine. Because that's the way it works. For every tear which is cried, there's a palgimai. There's one which is mibes Hashem Yetze, and there's one which is just for the guy. They're going to have big rivers also. They're going to think it's very sweet, but it's going to be very bitter. But imagine that the tires we're going to have. The nachalei amuna which you've cried. It's unbelievable nechama. That's why these Shiva Yimei Nechemta, these 7 weeks of Nechama, which follow Tisha B'Av, these are the Naharas. These are the Naharas of Nechama. It's like seven rivers which break out of the ocean.
What's the Atzei Shitin on the... I was saying,
that's part of it. It refers to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was made out of Atzei Shitin.
So it's like kind of like
Israel? Yeah, of course. Another time we have during the year where we have such an idea of a Mayan, a Zechet, a Mayan, a Zechayim, is by Shavuos, as we said before, the Luchos Rishonos. The Inyan is that Nisan is his man of Shibit Mitzrayim. Of this man of Kashos, Isurin, Shibud. And because it's this man of Shibud, which builds up to Pesach, the person is Zeichet on Shavuos to Tyre as well. If I say, where do we see Shibud? So we see Shibud by Pesach time because there's a lot of Malacha which goes into Nisan in order to be making Pesach. Only very special women really appreciate the tircha and the avodas masa which goes into making a house ready for it. That's why so many people go away nowadays. And people would rather go to hotels because it's really the women who are the big pioneers in terms of going away for Pesach. You know, the husbands, you know, they like it at home, chevra, it's nice. But for the women, they feel that the burden is on them, so the husbands treat their wives, they go away for the hotel. Why? Because it's a malacha. Even the bir chametz which is involved, that the husband has to do. If he does a real halachic bedikas chametz, it's backbreaking. It's really hard. You mamash have to get on the floor. Not pashut at all. That's the idea, that it's supposed to hurt a little bit. It's supposed to be margish the shivut a little bit, cleaning the house. And from the bechin of shibur mitzrayim. So that creates Shavuos. Of course, we know. Everything which we have on Shavuos is only a result of what we put in by Pesach. And that's the whole Indian of the Sfiras Ha'imris, with Magalim and Akoyach HaLapoyal. All the iris which were present on Pesach are Zoychat on Shavuos. We've spoken about this, you've heard it before. So Nisan, in a sense, is the Hachana for the Mayan of Torah, which is the Skal on Shavuos. That's why Har Sinai itself was like a Mayan, in the sense that it was, Hashem says that it became like a gan yara. All of a sudden, it flourished. It became the mountain, which was once dry in the Midbar, became all of a sudden like a gan. Like it says in the Navi, it says that the Asalava Kadosh Baruch Hu will turn the Midbar into Mayanim, the ganim. That's what happened on Shavuos. It became like a mayan of water, and the hishka is called Pnei Adamah. It gave life, and things started to sprout on the spot because of the mayan that Sinai turned into. Moshe kibel Torah Misinai. Misinai is gematria mayon. He received Torah from a mayon. It's mamash a mayon at Sinai. And Nisan is also gematria mayon. Because Nisan is the hachana which creates the mayon, which should be zeichet to drink the waters of that mayon called Sinai on Shavuos. Those waters of Torah on Shavuos. So the Nachum quotes here the pasuk in Yoah. It says, "Umayan mi beis Hashem yetze." Yeah. So Mayan is gematria Nisan. Beis Hashem is gematria Chodesh Sivan. So you see the progression, yeah. And Chag Shavuos is gematria Al Naharas Bava. And Naharos is the Osios Torah Nun, which refers to Shavuos, that the 50th day, which is Nun, Yizeichet to Torah, and that's called Naharos.
Just like Naharos of 50 levels of Chachma.
Of Bina, yeah.
Anas Bavo is Shavuos.
Chag Shavuos. Chag Shavuos.
Every year, the city people
meet
on the
14th,
and also the
Zman
for the city
people. That's again, you see a Mayan. The problem is that Mayan called Luchos Rishonos, it dries out. Because immediately after Sivan, after Shavuos, or Rezeichet to Shar Nun, to Naharos, Torah Nun, those Naharos dry out because Mehamet Tsarim come along. And it takes the Rechayves HaNahar and it makes it Meitzai. It makes it go back to being tiny drops again. So it says by the Churban, it says Malkeha v'sareha v'goyim ain't Torah. Churban v'samikdash means that there's no Torah anymore. The v'samikdash is called a Mayon. It dries up and you only have teepin because it's Meitzah. Like Rav Nachman says, it goes back to being Tsar v'katan during the Meham Tsar. But because we cry tears about that, so there's a binyan once again. We spoke about it. That's on Yom Kippur. You build a bayis sheni on Yom Kippur. Luchos Shniyos. So whereas Sivan and Shavuos is a bechina of bayis rishon, of luchos rishonos, there's a shvir on that, and it's Zayin Tamuz, and we cry tears again. And from those tears, we once again rebuild a luchos shniyos on Yom Kippur, which is a new mayan which sprouts. So there's two mayanim. There's the mayan of Sivan, which is luchos rishonos, and there's the mayan of Yom Kippur, which is the luchos shniyos. And we drink those waters on Sukkot. And also Chanukah is also bechina of mayan. We drink also. Because for every Mayan, a Mayan, it says, is a Mayan Vanacha. It says, Ata Bokata Mayan Vanacha. Hashem, you're Boikea, a Mayan and a Nacha. So the Mayan is Sukkot, who shaft the Mayan Besasim, the Mayan Yeshua. And the Nachal is Chanukah. Like we know, there he says, when you make the bracha of Lahadlik, Ner Chanukah, it's Rosh Hashanah's Nachal. All the kavanas revolve around the kavanas of Nachal in Yari. Ata Bakata Mayan Vanachal. Mayan is Sukkot, and the Nachal is Chanukah. Because from the Mayan, you mix the Nachal, the Nachal is even to go even further. And that's the Nachal of Chanukah, which we drink. Those waters on Chanukah. So you know there's a very deep relationship between Sukkot and Chanukah. Sukkot is 8 days, and Chanukah is 8 days. The Satikim say Torah is about this. The relationship between Sukkot and Chanukah. Because Chanukah is considered to be the Tolda of the Av, which is Sukkot. In the same way that Purim is the Tolda of Shavuos, and Tisha B'Av Lasa level will be the Tolda of Pesach. There's a Tolda. There's an Av and a Tolda. So the Tolda.
Pesach and Tisha B'Av are different amount of days. Pesach is 7 days, and Tisha B'Av is only 1 day.
Sure. Still, Achal Pichin, it really refers to the first day of Pesach. Every year, whatever day the first day of Pesach falls out, so Tisha B'Av falls out also. It's really referring to the first day.
That's the
Adpash. That's the Adpash, yeah. So that's Ata Bakata Mayan Vanacha. That's the Pshat it says in the Pasuk, it says. It says you say about it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu you're mishaleach ma'ayonim banachalim bein harim yihalechu, that you make you're mishaleach ma'ayonim and chalim which run between the harim. Bein harim yihalicha. The harim that this nachal runs in between refers to, what are the 2 months of the year which you would say about them that they're called the harim of the year? Tishrei and Nisan. Right? These are called the harim, the high. So that's Tishrei Nisan. And this nachal flows bein harim yihalicha. That's Hanukkah. Because Kislev is right in between Tishrei and Nisan. That's the nachal which flows bein harim yihalicha. That's why in the mizmor which we say about Hanukkah, which we say every day of Hanukkah, we say mizmor shir Hanukkah sabayis l'David. One of the things which we say there is la erev yalin bechi v'la baikir rina. That you go to sleep crying and you wake up with rina. That's called Chanukah sabayis l'David. The first of the Chanukah sabayis of the bayis sheni, the times of the Hashmoneh. Why do we say la erev yalin bechi v'la baikir rina? That you go to sleep crying and you wake up with joy. Because these waters of Torah, which was Zechetu and Chanukatan, they come also from those rivers which we cry. It's just that there's the Mayan, which is the first waters which you drink on Sukkot, and then from that Mayan is Nimshach HaNachal. But even the rivers of Torah which we have on Chanukah, they come, and that's what we say. You know where these waters come from? The Erev Yalim Bechi, the Bokirina. They also come from those cryings which we cried during Tisha B'Av and Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And yes, and the Zman of Elul. These are the Nachli Amuna, which run very, very far. Even into Chanukah, these waters are running through. This is also the remez of which we mentioned once before. So Yav Lach Sheves Be'Imek HaBacha. But there's a lot of Sheves in the Imek HaBacha. And the other time, or really with the Makar, where this comes from, Chesky pointed it out also, is that we say in Parashas Dvarim, which is when we actually are going through the Rav Lach Sheves Be'Imek HaBacha, which of course, so we can say the Imek HaBacha refers to the 3 weeks. Rav Lach Sheves Be'Imek HaBacha, it says by Har Sinai, it says, Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazah. Wow, how many great things did you accomplish at this mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ibn Israel. So undoubtedly, the Rav Lach Sheves Be'Imek HaBacha has a connection to the Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazah. The Kafi Rav Lachem Sheves Be'Imek HaBacha, Kafi the tears in our Imek HaBacha, that's the degree of Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazah. How much Torah will be Zeichah to us? If you shed a lot of tears, Rav Lach, then be Zeichah to Rav Lach Torah also. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe. Parshas Veschanah, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. He says, Rav Lach Moshe, you have a lot already. You know how many tears Moshe cried to have that Rav Lach? How many tears did he cry for Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe had a Rav Lach because he had tears of Rav Lach. Yeah, that connects. The Medrash connects the 2 things. Because Moshe said Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, that's why Hashem told him Rav Lach. Connects. The Medrash puts it in a way with a twist of the fact that's why Moshe doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because it's almost like he deserved it because he said Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, which was like not, simply from the Medrash, it wasn't the right thing to tell him. But it's definitely connected. That's the pshat of the pasuk. It says, "Oivrei be'imek habacha ma'ayon yishisuhu." David says in Tehillim, Pei Dalet. Those who pass through the be'imek habacha ma'ayon yishisuhu, they will have a mayon to drink from at the end. It's before the pasuk. Not just oivrei is a lashon oivrei aveira. Even the oivrei be'imek habacha, even the oivrei aveira, the sari paro, they pass through the be'imek habacha and they cry tears of tshuva. During these days, Mayan Yishisu, the Bizekha to a Mayan, Anyam Kippur. But after those Mem Yayim, we would start with that Ayan, and the Bizekha to the Mayan of the Chidush HaTeh. So we've cried many tears, on an individual level, and communal level throughout history. We definitely have a tremendous Mayan in Nachal, which is waiting for us for Klai Yisrael after all these years. We should be Zeichah soon to see that day. But the Mayan, the Beis Hashem Yetzir, the Beis Gal Tzedek, and the Ever Mayan. Amen.
Prepared that tree or killed us.